When a report shows that major giving revenue is down nationally, it's tempting to accept defeat and say, oh well, at least we're all in the same boat. But our clients' data shows something completely different. Veritas clients are seeing increases across the board. And today, we're sharing the methods that helped our clients achieve major gift revenue growth of 22% on average in 2022. Even while overall, major gift revenues declined across the country. We hope this encourages you that with the right strategy and system, it's possible to succeed in fundraising, despite the current economic climate.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising, so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Welcome to the podcast today. I'm Jeff Schreifels, and today I've got Richard Perry with me. And unless you've been living under a rock.
A huge rock, a big one.
Yeah. You've probably heard about the recent Fundraising Effectiveness Project report. Mm-hmm. There's a number of interesting insights, including the concerning trend about the state of fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And even more so, that major gifts revenue was down 4% for the first time since 2013.
Mm.
This report is all anyone can talk about right now, which is why Richard and I wanted to take a moment to share some of the key highlights we noticed in the report and give you some encouragement and insight on what to do with this information.
I know, Jeff. There is a ton of commotion and concern around the sector.
Well, everyone's blogging about this. Yeah. I just saw one this morning. Tom Ahern just wrote about it. I mean, everyone's talking about this stuff.
Yep. I mean, it's, and here's some of the things that stood out for me. I mean, there's a lot of details in it, but some of the things that stood out for me are organizations, you know, struggling to acquire new donors.
Yeah.
And it's this, that what's interesting about that topic is it's like, when you go out and you look at some of the offers that people are putting out there to acquire donors, they're talking more about themselves than about the problems that the donor can solve. So there's not really a good donor offer out there for them.
Yeah.
And the other thing that was interesting to me was the whole trouble of retaining, you know, donors and giving from 2021, the year before.
Yeah. Another 18% drop or something like that.
I know. And it's, I mean, you and I have talked about this over and over and over again about if you don't tell the donor that they've made a difference.
Yeah.
How is it that you're going to expect the donor to in the core of their being sense to say to themselves, like, well, this is really worth it. That's why they don't give.
Oh, I know. And, you know, so the whole acquisition and cultivation problem that that's been going on for years, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like continues to decline. So I'm not actually surprised by that because it seems like every year that's been going down, like organizations are not figuring out this offer thing. They're not talking about impact. So of course, all of those lower dollar donors are going to be not retaining as well. But the big surprise was on the major gift end, the mid and major gifts. So they tracked the 500 to 4,099, the 5,000 above and 25,000 above.
Right.
Each one of those cumulative amounts that they've been tracking all gave less this year than the previous year. And that's a first in this report.
I know. Since 2013, right?
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of people are thinking, you know, could that just be the COVID thing? What do you think?
Well, I mean, partially, but that's a little too easy.
Yeah.
But I think actually ultimately no, because we're seeing the opposite with many of the clients that we work with.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, nationally, nonprofits are down 4% in major gift revenue, whereas we and our clients are up 22%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not COVID. It's the donors are really not connecting to the mission.
Right.
And fundraisers they're increasingly disconnected from the organization and relationships are really not being built. I mean, I think that's the core of the thing. Like I said earlier, is if if all an organization does is just talk about themselves,
yeah,
and their cool system and how they do things and all of these things, and not actually deal with the donor on the level of what their interests and passions are and appeal to that, of course,
yeah,
these donors are not going to give as much.
I'm almost actually surprised this is like one of the first years that the revenue for major gifts is down, because I feel like maybe, you know, some of these major, you know, these mega donors who have been giving like millions and millions mm-hmm. have masked the behavior of what's going on underneath
exactly
the yep. lower level major gift donors, because we've seen it in our assessments we do for clients, right? Where, you know, they're year over year, they're just not retaining donors. Their revenue is either flat or going down. So it's like, this could be a wake up call.
Oh, I know. I mean, it talks about just having more to the point of not having a disciplined approach, right? To major yeah. gifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a lot about just kind of getting the money and not actually dealing with the donor as the key part of the whole equation of getting the revenue.
I know. So, you know, a lot of people are saying, okay, so why are we seeing this decline? I've had people calling me like, what do you think's going on? Why is this such a big deal? And why mm-hmm. is it so concerning? And part of it is, well, first of all, this is the first time this in this report that major gifts have been down. Right. So that's a big deal. Right.
Yep. Big deal. Right?
But it shows that most nonprofits, for the most part, do not have a disciplined approach to major gifts. This is, exposes all those organizations. Mm-hmm. And this means that fundraisers are not actually building relationships with donors.
So, that's an interesting point there, Jeff. Let's just peel that one apart, because when you say discipline, what do you mean by disciplined approach to major gifts?
That disciplined approach means, one, you're working with only 150 qualified donors in your portfolio. That's number
qualified,
one.
Qualified. Qualified. What does that mean?
Qualified means there's a two-way engagement. Donors have said to you they want to be engaged with you and your organization. And so there's a whole process for doing that. But that's number one. You have qualified donors in your portfolio. With those qualified donors, you have a revenue goal attached to every donor. You have a strategic plan attached to every individual donor. That whole portfolio is tiered A, B, and C. You have offers that you are bringing to the donors that are inspiring them to give, that are connected to their passions and interests. How do you know their passions and interests? Because you're building a relationship with those donors to find that out.
Right. You've actually talked to them.
You're matching those passions mm-hmm. and interests with those dynamic offers. And then finally, as the fundraiser, you're being held accountable to those goals, to those plans. You have someone that helps keep you focused. You're meeting with someone regularly that's saying, Richard, did you do what you said you were going to do last week?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need some help? What are we doing next week? What donors are you focusing on? How are we going to build that relationship? What's the you have someone with you, coming alongside of you, helping you make sure that you're staying accountable to that plan.
Okay, so that's the
structure.
That's the discipline structure. Now,
that's what we call a Veritas way.
Now, so what do we actually see out there? I mean, what we see most of the time is, well, if Joe or Betty gave $5,000, just throw them on the caseload.
That's right.
And so that's where it starts to go bad, because Joe and Betty do not want to talk to you. In fact, 2 out of every 3 people that donors that meet the metric, in other words, the level yeah. of giving, don't want to talk to you. How many caseloads have we seen, Jeff, over the years where 2/3 of the caseload are people that don't want to talk to the major gift officer?
Almost every one of the caseloads,
every single one, yep,
are full of donors that really haven't been qualified at all.
Right, right. And
it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And you know why it's getting worse? Because more and more organizations seem to be relying on wealth indicator or modeling, and they're just throwing them into portfolios if they meet some kind of wealth indicator.
Yes. Thing.
So yeah. it's not even how it used to be, Richard, was, you know, they made a qualifying gift at least, right? Yes. Whether it was 1,000, 5,000, 10, whatever your threshold for major gifts. And then they throw those donors in a portfolio and say, okay, now go and build a relationship with them. Well, that was already a problem because we only knew from that approach that only a third of those donors wanted a relationship.
Yeah. So they've taken the human element out of the whole thing. Let's just look at the numbers and the wealth indicators.
So now it's not even built on, you know, the behavior of the donor giving you the gift. It's what the potential of a donor could be, even if they've only given a $25 gift. And so they see this potential. And instead of trying to qualify them to find out if this is actually true, they put them in a caseload and, you know, they give a donor or a major gift officer, maybe 200 of these donors and say, okay,
get the money,
go get the money.
Yeah.
That's even worse than, you know, the 1 in 3.
This and the is probably collateral,
be 1 in 5 or 1 in 6. Yeah.
The collateral damage of all of that is that the frontline fundraiser gets discouraged. I mean, why would you want to work in an environment where you're basically failing 2/3 of the time?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, so, I mean, this whole disciplined approach is such a big, big deal. I mean, it's not surprising to you and me that nonprofits in general are down 4%.
Yeah.
In fact, it's like, well, okay, well, you and I and all of our people, we know the reason why they are.
Right.
It's not like donors don't want to give.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, when people, and you know what's going to happen is nonprofit leaders are going to see that report and managers are going to see that report and say, well, you know, this is why everyone's down. So at least I don't feel bad that we're down because everyone else is down. But that's just not true because
not true.
We know it's not true because our clients overall are up 20 some percent.
I know.
22 to 21. And the reason for that is because they do have that disciplined approach that we just talked about. So we know that if an organization has that disciplined approach to mid, major, and planned giving,
yes,
and they're building authentic relationships with donors, their revenue is going to keep increasing year over year.
Well, it's logical, Jeff, because if you and I both know, both from personal experience as well as our professional experience at Veritas, that when you find a donor's passions and interests and you serve that passion and interest outrageously.
Yes.
And then you report back to the donor about how the great difference that has been made.
Yeah.
The satisfaction in the heart and the mind of the donor is so great that they not only stay with you, but they give again. And if they're able to, they give more.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we've been doing this for so many years. It's sort of like a no brainer to us, but it's like that's, I think the sad part to me, Jeff, is that the whole thing has kind of moved over into a money kind of situation versus actually satisfying the donor. And you and I, we've talked about this for years. When you're going after that money, you dehumanize the whole process.
That's right.
You take the humanity out of it.
Yep.
And when you do that, there's a strong sense on the part of the donor of, oh, they actually don't care about me. They just want my money, which then causes them to turn and leave.
Exactly.
And that's what's going on.
And I just hope that these nonprofit leaders that see this report are not going to put more pressure on their fundraisers to just get the money than they ever have. Because that's the fear, is that they could. We've seen that happen.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
You have a bad year. It's like, we really have to bring it in. The board's expecting it. I'm expected. This is, you know, this is on me. This is the CEO saying, this is reflective of me. If we don't keep bringing in the money, the pressure all goes down to the frontline fundraiser. And so they're sweating it out. They're not being able to build those relationships.
Right.
They're trying to find anyone they can to, like, who could give that big gift.
Yes.
And in the process, the fundraisers are going to be full of anxiety and stress, and that's why they're leaving all the at even greater amounts now.
You know what's interesting about this whole dynamic, and it's a different view of what I just said earlier, is you know what it feels like to be around a taker, you know, what you call a taker, yeah. Someone that's always taking, never giving.
Right.
They're taking from you. It feels really bad. You and I know that.
Yeah.
And so it's changing that whole thing around to becoming a giver. Give the donor the pathway to actually express their passions and interests, and then prove that they actually happened. And it was a good experience.
Yeah.
Well, here's the question. What can leaders and managers actually do to turn this around? Let's talk about that.
Well, honestly, it's really to adopt, I would say, the Veritas way of major gifts. Now, we don't have to be the ones that help you
do
this, but what we're really saying is you need that structure.
Yes.
Yeah. You need that accountability. You need to start building authentic relationships with your donors. And that structure, by the way, gives you the time to do that. And that management and accountability piece is the thing that kind of binds it all, holds it all together. And so if you're a manager or a leader and you're trying to figure out what do we need to do, that's what you need to do, because that will help you focus on the relationships. And we know, Richard, because we've been doing this for decades.
Yes.
That when you build the relationship, the money will follow.
Yep. It's a result. The money is
the result of all of that.
Yes. Yeah. It's so interesting to me that, that the onus is really on the leaders and managers, not the frontline fundraiser, because if the leader and manager has a philosophy of getting the money, then obviously the frontline fundraiser has to actually
switch more towards
like, well, let's ignore the relationship and try to get the money.
Yeah.
Whereas if the leader and manager goes to the whole idea of helping donors fulfill their passions and interests.
Yes.
Then the accountability structure that's set in and the expectation from the leader and manager is one of, hey, Bill or Ann, frontline fundraiser, get to know these people. Mm. Find out who they are and what the matches are between what they care about on the planet and what we're doing. And then foster that relationship. And by the way, don't forget to be very, very quick to say how their gift made a difference along the way. It changes the whole thing.
It does.
Changes the whole thing. And so back to what we're seeing with our clients, Jeff, I mean, it bears repeating again, like what specifically is that?
So our report just that we just recently published, 27 of our major gift clients shows that they're up overall 22%. Mm-hmm. Mid-level is up 7%. Which is also a big number, because mid-level doesn't usually have has such a big lift, but 7% is really significant on mid-level.
It's huge.
But the other thing on mid-level is that we're finding that 3 to 3.5% of those donors in mid-level are moving into major gifts.
Yes, that's a big deal.
That's a huge, significant increase over what we see from organizations that don't have a mid-level program, where they see 0.2 to 1.2% of donors moving up on their own.
Huge, huge difference.
Yep. That's a big, big difference. And so that's significant. You know, if I were a CEO or a development manager and I saw that revenue numbers increase, that would make me take notice, like, what are they doing? Right? But it's just crazy to me sometimes how they continue to make the same mistakes. And, you know, part of it, Richard, I think could be just the overall culture of the organization, one where they don't have the patience to let you build relationships with donors. The pressure is so much on just getting the money that leaders and managers are not allowing frontline fundraisers to take the time it takes to create those relationships that results in the revenue That can take 12 to 24 months of building.
See, isn't that an interesting dynamic, though?
Yeah.
Because I mean, we you and I would empathize with the leader and manager about the getting the money bit because you've got to reach budget. So it's right. Sort of counterintuitive that you're going to wait and well, we're going to take our time. But it's true about any relationship. I mean, any relationship, any personal relationship takes an investment of time to actually have it turn into something that has some meaning and value.
Exactly. But here's the thing. You got to start at some point, right?
Yes.
If you start now, yes, it will take time to build those relationships. But if you have that ethos in your organization, that means that you're going to see the fruits of that while all their new people coming in will start to experience that, and it will generate revenue year over year. You know what? But you've got to start it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're never going to get there. It's kind of like what we talk about in plan giving.
Yes.
You know, a lot of leaders say, well, it takes 10 to 15 years to actually see the results of this.
Right, right.
Okay, I get it. But if you don't start it, you're never going to see it come.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you do start it, then once that revenue starts coming in 10, 15 years from now, every year you're going to see it afterwards.
Yes. Right? it's about building a culture. I mean, you and I both know, like even in Veritas, in our company, we actually, you and I, have taken proactive steps to build a certain culture. It has a certain tone. It has a certain value system.
Right.
It has certain objectives and so on.
Yes.
And it takes time to do that.
Yeah.
But it bears a certain fruit too.
Exactly.
Same thing in a nonprofit. So what we're saying to leaders and managers is like, okay, adopt. And I like how you said that earlier. I mean, we call it the Veritas way, but you don't have to hire Veritas to do it. Just do it this way.
Yes.
Because it's going to actually have an incredible result for you.
Yeah.
And your organization and retaining of employees.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Richard, for this great conversation. This has been fun.
It has been.
And I hope this has helped you better understand the report, some of the key insights, and what you can do with this information. Now, if you'd like to start learning about the opportunities your organization has for major gifts, obviously, we'd love to help you.
Yes, we would.
The best first step is to complete our free donor file assessment. This assessment is unlike any other on the market, and we will give you valuable information that you can use to advocate for a new and improved major gift strategy.
And it doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost anything.
Not a penny.
You can find that on the link in the show notes. And, you know, the other thing I'll say is we have a ton of white papers, like we were saying. You don't have to hire us to do this work.
Yeah.
We want you to do it because we know this is the right way to honor donors. And we know it will show over the years, you'll be getting more revenue. We have white papers that take you through every step
of how
you should do this if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Grab one of our books. It's not just about the money. That is a step-by-step approach for how you do this work. Read that and it will help you figure out what to do with your organization.
Yep. Yep.
Well, thank you, and we'll see you next time.
We'll see you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.